Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This week I'll address the issue of mass shootings in our country. This will be a two-part commentary. This week I'll discuss the overall issue, and on the 22nd I will discuss how we find solutions. To provide some context, I will first begin by saying that I'm not a gun owner. However, I've used guns, and I believe individuals have the right to own guns for target practice, hunting, and self-defense. I won't get into interpretations around the Second Amendment, except to say that when this document was signed in 1787, a trained soldier could fire 3 rounds in a minute. Today, with a semi-automatic AR-15, any given individual can fire roughly 60 rounds in a minute. Given a British company during the Revolution had 47 men in it, an AR-15 would have obliterated them in 50 seconds. My point is simply this. We're not talking apples to apples when it comes to gun ownership of 1787 and 2022. As a nation, we seem completely unwilling to address the challenge at hand. Instead, we just say it's too complicated. Really? Why should any parent have to worry about their child being gunned down at school? Why should anyone have to fear going to a grocery store and being hunted in the aisles? Why should you fear going to work and having disgruntled coworkers shoot everyone? Are we insane? How can any level of this be acceptable? Can we not see the irony of having zero tolerance policies for bullying in our schools and workplaces, but we're supposed to accept the risk of being shot in those same places? But our starting point is messed up. We spend all of our time trying to find solutions or explain why solutions won't work when we haven't even established what we're trying to accomplish. Problem solving begins with setting a vision of what you're trying to achieve. What do you want your world to look like in 3, 5, 10 years? I would say we want a United States where innocent children and adults aren't gunned down while living their everyday lives. Now, to take a contrary position and say we're willing to live with some sort of percentage of mass shootings is inane. And if this is your stance, then you get to go to the homes and tell parents why their third grader had their head blown off at school. What world do you want to live in? The Declaration of Independence says we have certain unalienable rights. That among those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It doesn't say we get these rights only 75% of the time, and the other 25% of the time we have to live with the fear of being murdered. If we want to keep the right to bear arms, then this right comes with great responsibility, even more so today than ever before. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. When history is written, where do you want your name inked? On accepting the craziness of our current world? Or do you want to at least try to make some level of improvement? Too many times in the last couple of years, we've been told that mass shootings are the price we must pay for freedom. And to that, I say bull.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.